Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim, and our guest today is David. So David, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm currently located in Fort Myers, Florida, lovely Southwest Florida. And I've done a few things, to be honest with you. A big one that I do now is I launched a few businesses, one in the food industry and one in the mental health industry. A big part of that mental health one that I'm doing, it's called Global Concierge Counseling. A big thing for that kind of pushed me into it was I actually lived the last 10 years in China. And so as someone who lived there, prior to that, I went to university in Thailand. I got to be around a lot of people from a lot of places. And, as I interacted with people, I got to see a lot of the struggles people have and a lot of the different things that people would face, when they move to a new country where maybe they don't speak the language or they don't have their family or kind of safety net. And, I just wanted to kind of find a way to give back to those people in a way that was really kind of fine-tuned to those specific issues. And so, that's a big one that I'm doing in regards to mental health. And that's the one we're kind of spearheading right now.
For sure. So in terms of running all these companies, like how are you able to manage your time and do both of them?
Oh, that's tough. I'd say a big thing is, delegate. Build a really strong team of people that you can trust and that you're kind of aware of their capabilities and, be willing to give away what you can that's, right to do and make sure that everybody you're working with has the resources needed to push that further.
Makes sense. So in terms of your current company, you mentioned, your newer company, Global Concierge Counseling. So in terms of, can you just talk more about patient journey, right? Somebody would sign up, was it like a platform? Like what exactly does that look like for your potential customer?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, as the name says, we're global and it's concierge counseling. So the real goal is making this fine-tuned for each individual client based on their needs. It's entirely telehealth based. So they would go onto our website and our platform and then they'd just be able to set, whatever schedule works for them. We'll match them with the right, therapist or mental health counselor and make sure that it's at the time that it's best for them. And what will happen then is they'll be seen based on that schedule and they can adjust more or less as they feel needed and as maybe will be recommended by the counselor or therapist that they work with. And they'll go through that process of, whether it's needing to heal from something in the past or just kind of learn the best mechanisms to cope with what they're dealing with currently. It's really making sure that we can help people. And, when we started this, I had thought, do we focus on the professional side or do we only do personal? And it made me realize as we kind of built our infrastructure out that we should do both. And so our structure with this is so that our counselors and our therapists are capable and have their own experiences that match with what people's needs are, whether it be professional or personal or both. And so we're able to help them through personal development and professional development and get through those difficult issues in their life.
Makes sense. But how do you compete with a company like BetterHelp that's already doing something similar?
I'd say the biggest difference for us is, BetterHelp is, I'd say from what we've seen, is more US-based or at least Western-focused. Whereas with us, we have much more of a focus on the expatriate, someone who, as I said earlier, has gone from maybe the United States or Europe and is now over in, say, China, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, South Asia, any of these locations. And it's more focused towards their unique sets of difficulties or of issues that they're dealing with. It's helping more in that way. I'd say BetterHelp wouldn't be our direct competition. We're trying to go a little more niche than that.
Makes sense. So as of right now, how many people do you have using the platform?
So we're actually in early stages. We're actually getting ready for a January launch of this. So what we've done so far is we've built out our platform, made sure that our website is in place and everything is worked out and gotten a really wonderful team of therapists and licensed mental health counselors together so that by January, we'll be able to start bringing people in.
So how does it work for the therapists? Are they contractors? Are they full-time employees? Like, what does that look like for you guys?
So we wanted to So this is actually a very good question because that's a big thing in, as I'm, you know, I'm sure you know, in the therapy field, is how does someone come on? Are they, you know, full time? Do they get, you know, a contract pay, whatever? And so we actually wanted to solve some of those issues. In fact, our chief clinical officer, we kind of gave her that part of the project and said, listen, flesh this out to, you know, what you know are problems. And so we actually have multiple options. If you are, for example, a student who needs to get your hours in, we work with them to get them some level of hours and compensation. If you are, you know, a well-experienced therapist and you're looking to kind of set your own standard, we'll work with you to do that. And then if you're someone who's kind of middle of the road, you know, you're still picking up that experience, we have multiple flexible options for them. They could go the route of a standard pay, or they could go the route of a contract worker. And so we try to just give that option to them for that, so that we can really bring in the most diverse grouping of talented therapists and counselors.
Makes sense. So in terms of, you know, getting your actual clients, right, or I guess patients, what is that going to look like for you when you launch in January? Like, have you raised money? Like, are you going to run lots of ads? Like, how are you going to get in front of your target audience?
So yes, we have a few ways to do that. Obviously, we'll have our internet presence, you know, we'll be pushing ads, things like that. But we've tried to take a slightly different approach as well. We've really worked to contact and get in touch with expat groups all across, you know, our key markets. We've worked with psychology magazines, things like that, to kind of get into those. In addition to that, another thing we've done is actually direct outreach with what we call kind of parallel industries. So, for example, a lot of people who go overseas are people who are teachers. So we have partnered with companies that handle recruitment and things like that to offer it that way. And in addition to that, another way that we've done it is we're actually reaching out to companies directly to actually offer these as benefits to their managers, directors, and then their C-suite. So this way we can have really kind of a wide swath of ways to get in touch with our market and our clientele.
So if you're going to work with a company, are they going to essentially sign a contract and work with you, and then, you know, you'd be partnering with them, and it's just to be kind of like available for their employees, that kind of your, you know, B2B strategy?
Absolutely. So the framework that we've created, and of course, this can change based on the size of the company, et cetera, but the
Right.
general framework that we use is one where we come to the company and we say, you know, this is our standard rate. Based on the amount of people you need who you'd like to give this benefit to, we'll give you X amount of discount, and then you'll have X amount of hours each week dedicated to your team getting the help that they need. And we're really trying to integrate it almost like a supplement to HR. Because normally, you know, if you have
Right.
an issue, you go to HR. We're trying to say, oh, what if we take this one step further? And so we use that structure for it. We try to make it, again, reasonable as possible for the people and the companies that we're working with.
Makes sense. So obviously, you mentioned that you're launching in January. So for 2024, in your mind, for it to be a successful year, like, what are you looking at approximately in terms of, you know, revenue goals or signups? Like, what kind of metrics are you looking at to measure success as you launch next year?
Well, we actually have a number for signups in place, which is our goal, and that's actually 500 signups for the first year. We've been conservative with that goal, but it's just because we're really trying to prioritize quality clients that will be with us for the long term. Because as I'm sure you know, with this industry, you don't want to get somebody once and then they never come back. For us, we're looking to establish long-term relationships with the clients to make sure we can help them along their journey in life, you know. We've had some people in the past tell us that, you know, they might have needed help for a couple of years, but we want to make sure that they can do that all at one place. And so that's what we're looking to build out for 2024.
So is a model also going to be similar, kind of like BetterHelp, when you can chat with a therapist anytime, or, you know, AI, does that play a role? Like, what does that look like in terms of chatting?
Well, it's interesting you say that. So we've definitely looked at AI and have looked at how AI integration can be done with our company. A key part of the AI integration we're trying to do is find, I guess, an AI system that's able to most accurately handle the questions someone might have in the off hours when, say, their counselor or therapist isn't available. We are definitely pursuing that, but that I think will probably come more the mid 2024 2024 area, because we want to, of course, test it out, make sure everything works perfectly first. But yeah, that's definitely something we're looking at. And we're hoping to make that actually a standalone product for 2024 as well, where people who maybe don't have the money or insurance coverage or what have you, can actually come on and access that as a more reasonable, more affordable option. And, you know, maybe we integrate some form of counselor backup with it, where, you know, let's say you have 10 questions, you know, the AI will run through it and give the answers, and then you can get one follow-up summary from a counselor afterwards. We're exploring these options, and we're really going to adapt with it as we see what AI can bring to us. You know, it's with AI, I feel like every day it's something is different, something is changing, you know, rapidly is changing. So we're keeping our ear to the ground and seeing how we can adopt that into the business.
Makes sense. Obviously in healthcare, there's always, you know, certain regulations like HIPAA that come into play. So in terms of something like HIPAA, how does it apply when you're working with people that are overseas, even though that they're expats, you have to follow the laws of the countries where they're currently living, or what does that look like?
Absolutely. So first off, what I'd say with that is all of our standards are US-based. So everything we do is HIPAA compliant. The way we keep notes, everything, it's all HIPAA compliant. Now, how that is in regards to other markets, believe it or not, there are many markets that actually have no regulations for this. There are many markets where, you know, this whole thing of counseling and therapy is kind of new. And so for those markets where it's less regulated, this is why we just follow the US standard. You know, if there is a local standard, we'll of course adapt and make sure that that's covered. But for many of these markets where expatriates work, they don't have one. And so we utilize that US standard to kind of work as the framework no matter what. This way, our clients know that their information is safe. There's no risk of someone else getting it because, you know, depending on the market, there are obstacles that could pop up. So that's how we handle that piece. We just use our US standard HIPAA compliance as our foundation, no matter where we go. And then we adapt as needed with each individual market.
Makes sense. So what is the biggest challenge that you're facing now as you go to launch?
That's a tough one. I'd say the biggest challenge is really, you know, identifying the needs of individuals in each market. We're taking kind of a broad stroke for our initial launch, where we're hoping to jump into about 20 different markets all at once. And like I said, the reason for this being that our common factor is the expatriate, is the worker in these different markets. Now, in terms of what would be the most difficult, I'd say is actually that. It's just getting the right structure in place to handle and to best facilitate the needs of all of these clients. But, you know, like I said, I think bringing a diverse team of counselors with different specialties and life experiences really helps handle that. You know, I'll give you a real example. We had one, you know, kind of potential client who we've already spoken with, who has a business in the Middle East. And their question was, well, do you have someone who understands the religious side of certain issues with patients? And so, you know, we had to, of course, search for that and find someone who had those similar life experiences and that expertise in helping people with that unique difficulty. And so I'd say that's been the key part. But, you know, that's all part of team building. We'll find the right people, we'll bring them all together, and we'll make sure we give everybody the best of what they can get.
That's amazing. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you decided to go and launch this business?
That's a tough one. There are a few of them that I can think of. But I'd say the biggest bit of advice I wish I had had was just realizing how much globally there's a lack of regulation for mental health care. And, you know, I think it kind of speaks to a bigger thing that many countries nowadays are dealing with, which is, you know, people need mental health assistance or, you know, therapists, things like that. And only now are a lot of countries kind of chiming in on that. And so just that, focusing on making sure each market, you know, we know what to do, we know what the regulations are, or in the situation where there's a lack of regulation, we know what framework to put in to keep everybody happy, safe, and their information secure. So I'd say that's it. That's the big one. Just focus on getting that framework.
Makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, does you guys have like your website live, or I guess, you know, a good way to get in contact with you, if you mind sharing?
So at this moment, we don't have our website live. We will be launching that though within the next week. So look forward to that and we'll have that.
Awesome. So yeah, if you can just share that with me after the episode, I can put in the show notes. That way, people can find your website.
Absolutely. I'll share that with you.
Awesome. Well, David, we're rooting for you and thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.